46. A Guardian's Inquest.
But I believe it is our duty to cull the beasts of our world. We are the stewards of creation.
From Colvin R. Bryum's Bestiary for Conjurers, end note. Frigid gusts blew across Zulthil's armor as he landed upon the frozen foothills. A deep whoosh filled the air, and the bits of snow and ice rising to the tethering portal fell all around him. Large chunks shattered, their pieces tinkling as they rolled across the plain.
"So, you left only one survivor," he whispered, turning to the wide gorge. "If one could call it survival."
Then there was the matter of Amandal Aramian. But the chances of a man teleporting before striking the magical barrier in the abyss were slim.
"We should search for him."
The beating of wings carried overhead, and Zulthil's son Doroth descended, riding his transmogrified drake, a winged serpentine creature one-tenth the size of a dragon. The mount was the immortal essence of Iradis, once Doroth's loyal mount in the rebellion against the Cathar Empire. Iradis settled upon the plain not far from Zulthil, but Doroth did not dismount from the creature.
"Ilnari is leading the others into the caves, but Grandfather has taken a few dozen to Tardalim's exit. They just entered the mountain."
As a leader of the Guardians of Kalda, Zumel Thessernsar and any others with him could enter Tardalim through its exit, but that privilege did not extend outside their tetrad of leadership.
"Best we follow, my father," Zulthil said, handing the Shiznak to Doroth.
His son took the black sphere, placed it within a satchel, and then removed folded clothes from the satchel. The tunic and pants Zulthil had worn in Uzazmathir. Once his clothes were over his armor, Zulthil slipped the orange shard into the inner pocket of his tunic. He climbed atop Eradus's tail to sit behind Doroth, and the transmogrified drake took to flight. They soon reached a small cave two-thirds up the mountainside. Eradus hovered beside it, as there was no place for him to land.
"I'll be right behind you," Doroth said, "once Eradus is secured."
Zulthil nodded and leapt into the cavern. He made his descent into the tunnels, and though it was dark, he could easily see the twists and turns through his armor. He walked at a brisk pace until Doroth joined him, and then they ran through the caves. The tunnel eventually emptied into a two-story chamber littered with broken tents, a mess of camping gear, and dead bodies. Bits of earthen conjurations were strewn about, and one near the cavern wall held full packs.
"I wonder what happened here," Doroth thought aloud.
"Orathisian happened," Zulthil said,
recalling the massacre from his probing of the wretched Kafis Shah.
"He poisoned them all, except a Tuladine and that conjurer."
Doroth looked surprised.
"Are you saying one Mindalarnian was controlling all those conjurations?"
Zulthil shook his head.
"A Sarothian."
"Even more surprising." Doroth turned and scanned the ruined camp, pointing to the many cups beside the dead.
"I suppose the poison was distributed through some sort of drink?"
Zulthil nodded, hurrying to the tunnel leading to the caverns housing Tardalim's exit. Faint voices carried up a narrow path, but their conversation was too distorted to understand. The voices became discernible as Zulthil and his son descended a natural ramp lined with stalactites.
"They had ingested something," a female guardian said, "but I'm not well enough versed in Mindalarnian poisons to know which."
"I don't think it was a poison," another voice responded. "There was an amber residue in what was undoubtedly a transmuted fire pit."
Once off the ramp, Zulthil hurried around a corner. The guardians, all in their human forms and clad in white-scaled armor, moved through a large cavern toward a shallow mound at the cavern's heart. Zuthil's father knelt at the edge of the shallow mound, pressing his bare hand against its surface. The ice and snow covering the mound rippled before vanishing completely, revealing Tardalim's exit. The metallic dais spanned 80 finials in diameter and was completely smooth. Conversations ceased and were replaced by incantations as Zuthil reached the dais. A rim of golden light appeared at its heart, about half the size of the dais, and then the area inside the light vanished. Zumal Thesernsar rose and stepped to the opening, peering down into the tubular shaft leading to Tardalim.
"It's empty."
As the incantations ceased, Zuthil joined his father.
"We won't find any others. The only other prisoner to escape fled during the second incursion."
His declaration drew hushed murmurs from the others. Zumal Thesernsar raised an eyebrow.
"You probed the coffee shop?"
As they descended toward Tardalim's exit, Zuthil related the memories he received from Orath Issian. His roaming of the shifting halls, infiltrating the Sarathian expedition, the battle within Tardalim's core, and the partial destruction of the Tuladine Tower. Many of the others ran past, enhanced with magic. They gathered at another circular doorway adorned with symbols denoting the channels of power. The door also contained a brief history of Tardalim and how the prison used the channels to fulfill its purpose. Once at the door, Zuthil knelt and touched its frame.
"Isumerk."
His armor receded while the floor depressed in front of him, becoming a squared hole slightly larger than his hand. He reached inside and the space lit with pale green light. A bond soon formed between him and Tardalim.
"Open," he commanded.
A faint hum filled the shaft, and the symbols upon the door glowed with shifting hues. But the various colors soon became white, and the circular door opened, compressing into the frame. Doroth stepped toward his father, his Phinisar in hand.
"If that Kisha is still alive, I'll find her." "I'm sure you will," Zuthil said, and stepped through the doorway. "But you'll have to find an alternative means to locate her. Try the tower's fourth tier."
"I know where to look."
Zuthil was the first to continue up the corkscrew path. The anteroom housing the exit was empty, and the four-story doors were wide open. Many of the guardians hurried past him, running into a vast circular chamber which the Tuladine called the Pit. It spanned from Tardalim's outermost layer to the heart of the sphere, or the Roost, as the Tuladine called it. Once in the pit, Zuthil's eyes fell upon mangled corpses littering the floor and the ramp that circled its edge. Several were blown apart as if they had been struck by some type of arcane blast. Many were surrounded by blood. Though Orath Issian had not witnessed their deaths, Zuthil knew the Kafis Shah had caused their demise.
"You poor fools."
Telekinetic incantations sounded around Zuthil. Several guardians, including Doroth, shot upward, trailing gray particles. They soared through the pit and soon disappeared beyond its edge. Nearly all had ascended the pit when Zulthil's father approached from the anteroom.
"What is this?"
"The result of an atrocity," Zuthil said.
"I'll meet you at the tower. There's something that requires my immediate attention."
Zumal Thesernsar frowned at the bodies, then followed the others. Once his father began rising upward through the pit, Zuthil turned back to the corpses.
"We should bury them," he thought, and then mustered his own burst of telekinetic magic.
He soared through the pit and soon entered the heart of the sphere. Tardalim's core was a bizarre sight, but then Tardalim was a bizarre place. There were not many structures on Kaldah that rivaled its grandeur and ingenuity of architecture.
"A true relic," he thought,
searching the tree-like buildings covering the heart of the sphere. Several other guardians had transformed and were flying toward the four stairwells leading to Tartalim's labyrinth. A seven-tiered tower covered in overgrowth rose above the brown buildings.
There, he thought, and mustered another telekinetic blast that sent him toward the tower.
Its highest tier was marred with a crude hole where a balcony had once overlooked the heart of the sphere, but Orithisian had since demolished it. What remained of the balcony was rubble scattered on the tier below.
A clever move, destroying the map, he thought, passing over the battered clearing surrounding the tower.
Corpses littered the ground, while large patches of grass were missing. Raw matter was strewn about, as were debris from the nearby buildings. Holes marred the ground, made by disintegration and transmutative magic. Zulthil redirected his blast, soaring toward the spot where Orithisian had died. He dismissed the magic and landed upon the teal grass. Closing his eyes, he recalled the path the Kafis Shah had taken after the battle. He followed that course, eventually arriving at an unmarred Tuladine structure. Mustering his telekinetic magic, he rose to the eighth floor. He leaned forward, gliding inside a room fit only for a Tuladine. Perch-like chairs hung on a wall, but little else was in the space except the sole survivor of Tartalim's third incursion, Aelinia Tussara. She lay facing the far wall, her blonde curls partially draping her naked back. She twitched and wheezed with each breath. The sight of her evoked dreadful memories of Doroth's mother, but Zulthil pushed them from his mind before the sorrow overtook him. Even so, a tear trickled down his cheek. He averted his gaze and held up a hand, eyeing his tunic and pants.
She looks about my height. Fortunate I am wearing my armor.
But even if he hadn't been, he could have transmuted clothing for her. Turning away, he quickly pulled off his tunic and pants. With his clothes in hand, he crossed the room.
You can put these on, if you'd like.
He stopped within arm's reach and knelt beside her, but she neither moved nor spoke.
I'm going to search your mind, he said,
draping his clothes atop her.
I need to see the damage that wretch caused. I can't promise anything, but I'll do my best to restore you.
Another tear trickled down his cheek as he reached for her chin. Her face was damp and her jaw was slack. She didn't even resist as he turned her face toward his. Her sea-gray eyes darted back and forth, completely unfocused. Her lower lip drooped and drool trickled off her chin. Zuthil's heart sank. Though he had known of Orithisian's atrocious act, it was still hard to behold. Over the centuries, he had seen many men and women lose their identity in a similar manner. Though he had the ability to perform such a feat, he had never tampered with a human mind in such a manner. Made some forget him, yes, but never had he shattered one's mind and stripped their identity. He allowed his eyes to shift to their natural state. To Felinia, or anyone else looking, the lines of his irises would appear to swirl around his pupils.
I'm going to look into your eyes, and you'll feel my mind touching yours.
She blinked, but did not respond to Zulthil. He focused on her darting eyes, hoping to catch their erratic movement. A heartbeat later, she froze, and Zulthil felt her mind opening to his. Her thoughts were a jumbled mess, mostly incoherent nonsense. Her memories were rearranged and spliced together from different parts of her life. Her inner monologue was not even intelligible. She knew neither her name nor her nativity. That sickened Zulthil. But her ability to muster magic was well intact. From what Zulthil could tell, she was quite proficient in harnessing the Xu and the Awe channels of power.
At least you still have that, he thought,
focusing on her most recent memories. The farthest coherent incident was only hours old and involved a man with many wounds. This fellow knelt over her, taking her clothes and altering his form to look identical to hers. He made the woman conceal him under an illusion, replacing a missing hand with illusory particles. Velenia then mustered arcane magic and concealed it within a monstrous illusion. She then sent it after a fleeing band. Some were at Tardalem's exit, with a very young Tuladine, while others were descending through the pit. That conjurer, Amandal Aramian, grabbed the Tuladine and threw himself through Tardalem's exit. Then Felinia attacked those in the pit, unleashing her magic in an explosive blast.
"That's what killed those men," Zulthil muttered, but held his gaze.
Felinia had remained alone after that, until he arrived.
"You poor thing," he whispered. "You do not deserve such a fate. I'll do my best to restore you."
He sighed, but kept his eyes locked on hers. Never before had he seen a mind as shattered as Felinia Tussara's. Even with the knowledge he had received from Orathisian, it would be hard to rebuild her identity. Though the practice of restoring a mind was known among the Shah Khaldaa, it wasn't one readily used in Khaldaa's current era. The process would be an arduous one at best. Even so, she would never be herself. Not completely. He bade her to dress and severed his probing gaze. Once she was clothed, he urged her to stand, but she did not move.
"I suppose I'll carry you," he said, and knelt to lift her.
Once she was in his arms, Zulthil walked to the opening. He mustered a barjan and leapt, making two deep impressions on the teal grass. The rapid flapping of wings carried overhead, and Eradus sped past the Tuladine homes with Doroth atop him. They soon disappeared, and the beating wings faded. Doroth must have found that alternative means within the tower and spotted the Kisha elsewhere in Tardalim. If she were dead, Doroth would have joined Zulthil.
"Well, that Kisha will not live for long,"